Realizing Our Personal Harmony, Part 2. In the last talk, I said that modern man is becoming more and more aware of the insufficiency of language as a means for leading him back to himself. There's nothing anti-intellectual about this. It does not suggest that language is not an essential means of communication between people. This tape would be something of an anachronism if it did suggest that. Language may not be able to lead us into the ultimate communion, but it is the atmosphere in which we first draw the breath of consciousness. It expands our consciousness and leads us to silence. But only in and through silence do we become fully conscious. As an example of this somewhat abstract point, let me return to the idea of our personal harmony. As an idea, we have to talk about it in language. Language uses words. Words have meaning to the extent that they do not mean something else. And so, to talk about personal harmony, we must analyze, distinguish, separate. By personal harmony, I mean the integration, the perfect cooperation of mind and heart, body and spirit. But when I talk about them like this, as separate entities, am I not suggesting that they actually work independently of each other? Of course, you know, and I know, that they do not work for themselves, but they work for the whole. If I hear some joyful news, I feel that joy in my body. I know it in my mind, and it expands my spirit. All these things happen. They are, altogether, my response, my involvement in what is happening to me. It is not that my body is telling my mind something, or that my mind is communicating something to me through body language. I am a whole person, and I respond wholly. We know that we are this whole person, this harmony, and yet we don't know it, because this knowledge has not yet become fully conscious. Perhaps we could say that the conscious harmony that lives in perfect joy and liberty at the center of our being has not yet expanded and spread itself throughout our being. To allow it to do so, we must simply remove the obstacle of narrowly self-conscious thought, self-important language. In other words, we must become silent. If a man really did know himself as body, mind, spirit, as the harmony of these three, then he would be on the way to making that knowledge fully conscious throughout his whole being. But modern man, at any rate, has lost the knowledge of his spirit and confounded it with his mind. As a result, he has lost that sense of his own balance and proportion as a creature, which should lead him into the creative silence of prayer. It is only when we have begun to recover our awareness of spirit that we begin to understand the intelligent mystery of our being. We are not just an extreme of body and an extreme of mind coexisting. We have a principle of unity within our being, in the center of our being. And it is this, our spirit, which is the image of God within us. Listen to the 14th century author of The Cloud of Unknowing. I tell you the truth when I say that this work of meditation demands great serenity, an integrated and pure disposition in soul and body. God forbid that I should separate what God has coupled, the body and the spirit. The way to become fully conscious of this essential harmony of our being is to be silent, and to meditate is to be silent. The harmony of our essence, our center, then, as it were, blossoms and diffuses itself throughout every part and molecule of our being. The Cloud puts it very charmingly. When grace draws a man to contemplation, it seems to transfigure him even physically, so that though he may be ill-favored by nature, he now appears changed and lovely to behold. The diffusion of our essential harmony throughout our being is another way of saying that the prayer of the Spirit of Jesus wells up in our hearts, floods our hearts, and overflows throughout us. This is the amazing gift we have been given by Jesus sending us his Spirit. But he does not force it on us. It is for us to recognize it and accept it. And this we do not by being clever or self-analytical, but by being silent, by being simple. The gift is already given. We have merely to open our hearts to its infinite generosity. The mantra opens our hearts in pure simplicity. "Do you not know," read St. Paul to the Corinthians, "that your body is a shrine of the indwelling Holy Spirit, and that that Spirit is God's gift to you?" Meditation is simply our way to knowing it.